This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Republic Broadcasting, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the place where you can go for all sorts of great headlines and information, links to important shows like this one, of course, many more, John Stadtmiller's show, the Intel Report, and it's also the place where you can donate to keep this project and other projects going. So do that, republicbroadcasting.org, and go to the donate button and click on it and send shekels. I say it every show because we have to say it. We have to do these things. And then that's part of what we have to do. And then also there is the Co-Certified app, which is fun for the whole family, especially if you're shopping and you can... And you get tired of seeing those U's in the circles or those K's in the triangles or so many other marks that demonstrate that, well, that food company, Heinz or whatever it is, paid money to maybe the Union of Orthodox Rabbis or some other group that comes by and certifies the food as kosher. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's something. And some of that money winds up getting passed on to lobby the United States government for policies that we don't particularly approve of. Or maybe you do. And if you do approve of it, and if you do want to keep kosher, download the Co-Certified app, and it will help you avoid products that aren't kosher. If you don't want to keep kosher, you don't care about that thing, in fact, don't really like the idea, download the app, and it has a list of foods that aren't kosher, and you can buy them. In fact, it's starting to certify, and it's a free process. They're not gouging anybody. They're not taking money, but certify certain products as not being certified kosher. So they're certified, non-kosher certified. Mighty White Soap. You want to be Mighty White? You want to be a Mighty White? Well, Mighty White Soap just might be the soap for you. Today is a call-in show, and Mr. T is here. Mr. T, you're going to take the calls. You got that? Uh-huh. All right. Good dog. Okay. And we are taking calls. That call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Okay. Call, and we'll talk about dogs and daughters and Democrats. And, you know, no big whoop. So earlier today, I'm filling in for Don Black on the Stormfront Radio. I've been filling in for a little while, but he'll be back shortly, maybe tomorrow. I hope so. I've been filling in. We got a call early on, and it was a woman who calls in to the show from time to time. And she was, well, as the cool kids say, she was rather black-pilled. She was black-pilled. Because white people have had our rights taken away, and we really have. And you can look at so many fields. You can look at the criminal justice system, where you've got someone like Jacob Goodwin, who simply pushed an attacker away from a white senior citizen, and now he's serving an 8-year sentence. He's a year and a half into it, an 8-year sentence. Meanwhile, the black attacker got off with a slap on the wrist. The slap on the wrist nowadays, if you're a black attacker, includes a Mercedes and a, what, $150,000 GoFundMe, so you can make rap videos. Not a bad slap on the wrist, all things considered. Oh, or you can fake hoax crimes and like Jesse Smollett. I bet Jesse Smollett's getting a lot of money in GoFundMe. Now, of course, he's half black, half Jewish, and half gay. So, you know, triple the benefit there, or 1.5 times the benefit. I guess that's math. So we're having our rights taken away. We're having our rights taken away in terms of equal access to education and employment opportunities. I mean, this whole scandal about the college admissions, which is, I mean, the scandal, the center of it is this Jewish guy. Now there's some people who have connections with Jews, like Hollywood actors who aren't Jewish themselves, who have taken advantage of it. But she was blackpilled. But I don't think we should be blackpilled. And I'm going to bring on our first caller, and maybe we'll figure out why we shouldn't be blackpilled, or maybe not. But Paul from New Jersey, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Paul.
Patrick,
you know,
I have to say,
every time I bring you on and you say, hello, Patrick, I feel like I'm about to be scolded for something. I hope that's not the case.
No, not you.
You have a very stern voice.
Thank you. By the way, I agree with just about everything you say of all the talk shows out there, so there's no reason to disagree. You know, I'm always on your page.
Good. So what's on your mind today, Paul?
Well, listen, I have an idea for you. You know, I love the concept of the co-certified, right? Have you ever considered creating an app which would be, is it a Jewish-owned business app? So it's not just food, it's, you know, is the business run by Jews?
Yeah, this
and I think
type
that
of thing.
Could... What?
Yeah, this type of thing is definitely where things should lead to.
And I think it's a great concept because I think it would really be a good thing if people consider, you know, and could find out if that business is run by Jews or if they have strong Zionist attachments. Maybe you could rate them and, you know, like whether they're non-Zionist Jews, which is basically very few, or just, you know, provide information about the owner of these large corporations and who's controlling it. Mm-hmm. And then people can decide whether to boycott them or not.
Yeah, this is absolutely the direction things need to go in. Now, the first app I'm aware of that dealt in these types of things, I think before the co-certified app, was an app, and maybe I'm not sure which came first. I really can't say. I've been associated with co-certified for the past year plus, and they're totally my sponsor, and I really love representing them. But there was an app a few years ago that you could use. I guess it was an add-on to your browser, and it would put triple parentheses around the names of people who were on their databases being Jewish, which is technologically it's pretty advanced too. But this got shot down, removed from Apple Store and Google Play and all of this. Now, Tim Cook, as I've noted before, he's trying to screw co-certified, even though co-certified is totally not gay. So I don't really know what Tim Cook's motivation is, but they are. I don't think it's available through the Apple Store anymore. So you know that's too bad. But here's the thing: the type of thing that you're talking about is exactly where things need to go, and it would be really, really powerful to go in that direction. But you know, this co-certified app, because it can be used by Orthodox Jews to help them keep kosher. It can be used by anybody. It's it's harder to, well, Tim Cook managed to remove it, but still, you know, it's on the face of it, it's a lot more neutral. But of course, the you know, it's what you're talking about, the next stage that is what alarms Tim Cook and what alarms other people. But we have to make this successful first. Once this is made successful, then the people who have the technological and financial resources to go to the next step will be willing to risk investing those resources in the next step. So we have to make this successful first. And that's why I push it so hard.
Yeah, well, it's a great concept. And now for Tim Cook, you could come up with HOMO certified, right? And that would be to let you know that it's gay friendly or run by homosexuals. And we already have something like that in my town, where the homosexual friendly businesses put their little rainbow flag out there, or the little rainbow sticker in the window to show they're homosexual friendly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think this is a great concept of just balkanizing business. Now, I remember hearing about the Christians doing something where it was basically a while ago, where it's whether it's Christian owned or not. You know, and that's a great way to get around it. But I think that would appeal to Asians, you know, if it was Oriental certified, right? So then they would seek each other out and know that they're Asian run. Mm-hmm. And this could, and why not facilitate balkanization anyway? Because it seems like it's going to be, you know, inevitable. And by the way, it's promoted primarily by the Democratic Party anyway, you know, as they cater to different identities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I just think this can be expanded. And by the way, it kind of goes with the left would love a lot of these things. They love it. Look what they're doing to Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
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 They're really all out of them because of his religious beliefs. So why can't it be the opposite? You just go through, like, especially large corporations, that should be pretty easy to get because of just who the CEO is. Who the founders are,
The boards of directors. The boards of directors are, you know, that's all public information. It takes a little bit of digging to get things. It's not as hard as it used to be. Wikipedia, which I know Wikipedia, it's founded. One of the founders was a Jew, and there's a lot of Jews who are involved in it. But still, it's become very convenient, and even though. People can put up misinformation on Wikipedia. You should never go by one piece of information anyway. When I was teaching, this was, you know, in the last decade, I would tell my kids, okay, Wikipedia is a resource. It's not a source. I don't want to see you list it, but you go to it and use it to explore things and find other sources. But you know, you can get the boards of directors of major corporations right from Wikipedia. But if not, you should be able to find that. It's all published information with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yeah, I always do my Jewish identification through Wikipedia first, and it helped with Jussie Smollett, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it was right there. And so I always, if I want to find out if, you know, my spidey senses are kicking in. You know, and I sense that some wacko out there in the public or radical leftist out there is, you know, who's causing trouble is part Jewish. Then I look them up at Wikipedia, and they usually have the goods on them. So I like that. And and that's what I'm saying. This could be expanded to a whole line of just, like I said, to balkanize business. You know, I think that a business like that would appeal to the homosexuals, trying to give business to other homosexuals, to the trannies, all the rest of them, everybody with their own little ethnic or identity group. And for we white nationalists, we can hopefully find out, like, good white Americans who have a, you know, far-right bent.
Well, I think the reason that, you know, we often look at China and Korea and Japan and say, look, you know, they're not being overrun by immigrants. But if you dig a little bit deeper, why aren't they? Well, because they don't have the same level of direct Jewish penetration into their leadership. Why not? Because it's easy to tell the difference. It's easy to tell the difference. Whereas in the United States and Canada and Australia, England, Russia, in lots of places, they can hide behind a veil of white lookingness. They look white to me, and so people don't know. And my contention's always been that if people knew, if Jews looked like Chinese, if they looked different enough so that you could identify them just at sight, there's no way that Americans would put up with the kind of domination of Jews and the elite that we are. I mean, we're putting up with it because most people don't know, and the people who do know are largely people who are, whites who are at the top of the system already, and they're benefiting from it, and so they have a lot to lose, and maybe are fine with the system the way it is. Maybe they're happy being the Shabbos Goyim.
Yeah, and then you have oddballs like ourselves, who I'm not on the top of the list, but I'm very good at my Jew spotting, and I like I said, I get my spidey senses going, and I can either go by often just by looks alone, really quickly, and there are patterns that indicate that, like the way the news, there's a news item that comes up, and then they refer to the psychologist, or they're referring to an expert, and if it's just about anything on NPR, because NPR is so nepotistically Jewish.
Absolutely. NPR, probably more than anywhere else. Yeah.
And so, so generally, just by that alone, I can spot them pretty quickly, but I don't know what great talent that is. I mean, I don't think I'm going to add my skills on my resume. I don't think that's going to
happen. It's not marketable. It's not marketable. In fact, it's targetable. It's targetable. That's the problem. But what do you think? So I mentioned the call we got on Stormfront this morning, and she was blackpilled because we keep electing, we elect Republicans and they do nothing for us. Republicans have become the de facto party of white people, and yet they do absolutely nothing for us, even when they control all the branches of government. But I think we're making a lot of progress. I think there's more and more people who are aware of the underlying problem that we have. I think more and more people are aware of this massive hypocrisy where we talk about equal rights for everyone, but the majority population are you could say second-class citizens, maybe sixth-class citizens. I mean, we're just way down on the totem pole. And I think more and more people are aware of it. And it's I think once the awareness reaches a critical mass, there's no going back. And I think that the elite is really, really alarmed. And they're cracking down on so many things. They're taking so many draconian actions because they feel they have their back against the wall. What do you think of that?
I agree with that. But then how are we, like I said, where's the direction for people like ourselves politically, and where do you channel that enlightened, intellects? Where do you aim that towards? Like, where do you direct it towards? To what candidate? And that's why, I'm going along with the Daily Stormer crowd and just liking the exercise of jumping the Trump train and onto the Yang Gang, just to see it as a public exercise of power. And I predict, my thought is, you're going to see Yang, I believe this, come out very popular all of a sudden, and the press is going to be dumbfounded by it, and they're not going to be able to explain it, but we'll know that it's because of the disenfranchised alt-right. And I think it would be a great, in a sense, a lesson for everybody out there to realize the alt-right makes up at least 20 million Americans. At least. And if we're unified and all jump the Trump train and go over to Yang, right? I think it would be just an incredible social phenomenon.
Hey, if you want to hang exercise, on.
Yeah, please.
We're going to the break now.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Patrick Slattery with Paul from New Jersey. You're still with me, right, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, good. So just before the break, you were talking about jumping off the Trump train on into the Yang Gang. And, you know, there's a certain amount of value in this. Oh, I think my engineer is detecting a problem. Well, so it's okay. Thank you for your service. Okay, so with Donald Trump, okay, I've been saying, yeah, there's been a Jewish-led coup d'etat against him. I think for all intents and purposes, there's been a coup d'etat. If he was really smart and talented and not in above his head, there are things he could do, but I think he's kind of flailing. We might get something out of him in the remainder of his term, or we might not. We'll probably get a little bit. My advice is, if you're talking to MAGAPED, a pro-Trump MAGAPED, you might not want to talk up Yang, but emphasize that, yeah, Trump's a good guy, but he's surrounded by enemies, and they've done this, and there's really been I say the coup d'etat. But I think there's value. I think you're absolutely right. The prominence that Yang has gotten, his elevation, I could be wrong, but I think it's entirely due to the alt-right supporting him. I don't think it's coming from disaffected Bernie bros, because they still have Bernie, and they got a lot of make-believe Bernies out there too. I think it's because even when you see Yang interviewed, they ask him about these memes, and we know where these memes are coming from. And I think this is what's pushing it. Now, Yang is the only person probably that we could expect to talk in favor of white people, because there's no white person willing to do it. I think he has a little bit of immunity to the charge of white nationalism because he's Chinese. And he seems to be willing to do it a little bit. And so I'm very glad that he's gotten enough donations to get into the debates. I gave a little bit of money to Tulsi Gabbard because more than Yang, more than anyone else, she speaks the clearest about the wars in the Middle East and whatnot. Everybody leaves a lot to be desired, but I want her to be in the debate too, these first couple of debates this summer. So I support a variety of approaches, and I like what Patrick Little's doing. And I'll have him on this show again soon. He's running as a Republican. He could be a disruptor. I don't expect him to get any delegates to the national convention, but I think he could get in caucus states, he could get delegates to state conventions. It's not that hard to get yourself to the state convention. Sometimes all you need to do is vote for yourself and maybe bring a friend or two to vote for you, and you can become a delegate to a state convention. And that can be kind of fun. There's opportunities there. So, that's my take.
Yeah, and I agree with a lot of your take. And it all comes down to threatening Trump and pressuring Trump to remind him. You were elected by the alt-right, and you did not deliver to the alt-right, so we're going to leave, unless you do something quick. So we're giving him time to deliver like he promised, right? We want the immigration cut, we want the wall built, we want the balanced budget, we want the repeal of Obamacare, we want all those things you promised, we want our troops out of Syria, you promised, right? Mm-hmm. Do it. And if not, we're going to leave, and yeah, that's the way it goes. And you'll be a loser without us. And you go suck up to the 1%, not even, of the Jews. Because remember, Jews didn't vote for him.
Nope.
Right. Only the Zionist right wing, the Adelsons, the few that they are among the Jewish communities, like 15% of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So go cater to that group. Then let's see how that's going to do you on election day. We'll go over to Yang now. Part of the thing I like about going to Yang is the lark of it. It's kind of funny. It's comedic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then also it'll be a clear, mm-hmm, it'll be a clear indication of our political might, because all of a sudden if Yang becomes the number three candidate, and by the way, that's what I predict. He's going to be the third most popular candidate by the time this comes around a year from now, mm-hmm, and that is because partly he has a sense of futurism, you know what I mean? And so he's going to appeal to a lot of the techie types, the computer guys, the online people, the young, you know? And as we know, Biden seems to be losing it now because of sexual molestation. Beto is too much of an awkward, gawky, total jerk.
And both of them are apologizing for being white.
Exactly.
They're apologizing for the white privilege.
Too wormy. And that's what I'm saying is that, and also the last thing about Yang before I go, because I should leave the phones open for others, is that it's better to have a guy who's Asian or a non-white be bringing the migrants in mass into the United States, because that will help unify the whites against the other or Asian. At least he's going to dump migrants in mass here, but he might be too sensible and realize that's a crazy approach anyway, especially if you're going to give out a universal basic income.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay, how can you give like the fence hoppers that much money? Anyway, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, and I'll be right back with open phone lines, so call in 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Patrick Slattery, and we have a call from Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, great. I wanted to bring up that this whole Smollett thing is, maybe you've already covered it because I just tapped into your show. Before the get-go, it was a setup. And the whole thing's a setup. It's a setup to show that, or to make it very pointed that blacks don't have to follow the law and then get away with breaking the law. Mm-hmm. But there was another kind of instance that happened, and this is all about racism. And that was a deal with Philadelphia where the two black guys went into a Starbucks and stood in occupied space but weren't going to buy anything and were asked if they wanted to buy something. They didn't want to buy anything. They would just stay there, and they were asked politely to leave. And they just stayed. And then so the employees called the police and said, you know, can you come and get the guys? And because they won't leave, and they're not doing business with us, so they asked them to leave, and they wouldn't leave, so they arrested them. Lo and behold, they sue the city for racism. They sue Starbucks, whatever. Anyway, so they get paid. We don't know how much by Starbucks, and They got paid several hundred thousand by the city, which they then turned over and gave away to some cause for blacks for to get hired and trained and hired for work. But then we also find out that two black guys also got jobs with the city, each paying $50,000 plus, from what I gather. And then we hear shortly thereafter that Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, is going to run for the presidency. Isn't that interesting? So he's putting his hat in the ring for the next go-round. So,
as an independent, oddly enough, right? As an independent.
What's that?
As an independent, not in the Democratic Party, which has Democrats up in arms.
I hadn't heard that.
I believe that's what he's floating, yeah.
But, so that was, you know, you bring something controversial to the public eye, and then Schultz, you know, does the right thing for the black people, and so I guess he'll be favored by them in the election if he does actually run. So, I mean, these are all political setups. You know, it's just it's ridiculous if people can't read through it, see through it. Now, if I was a white guy, and by the way, I have considered this because I'm currently unemployed. If I, as a white guy, went to Starbucks, and I've thought about this, putting a placard, poster in front of me and, you know, over my head, and front and back, and saying I'm unemployed, I'd like to get a job, and I've heard that this is the place to come, and go stand in line at Starbucks, I wonder what would happen to me. You know? anyway, yeah. I want to bring something else up, and I think it's time to bring this up. I don't listen regularly to Dr. Duke. I don't listen regularly to the Stormfront, although I've had listened to it many times. Mm-hmm. Now, this was brought to my attention several years ago by a couple of guys, Mike from South Carolina, and another guy, maybe you've heard of him, his name's Frank from North Carolina.
Frequent caller to the Stormfront.
What's that?
Frank from North Carolina, if it's the same one I'm thinking of, he's a frequent caller to Stormfront.
Right, exactly. And there's something else, and so he and they turned me on to this whole deal, and I really got engaged, and I become, you know, although I was on the same page, I just didn't know about Stormfront. And anyway, so, but Frank from North Carolina is known for something else. Can you name what he's known for?
He's known for calling into like Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. You know, you guys got some smart people there in this movement. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I've noticed though is that it seems that there's a tendency for ego to get in the way. Ego to get in the way of what's really workable, a good strategy, good tactics. Mm-hmm. We need to set our egos aside, mm-hmm, and really work with what works. Okay. Now I'm plugging. Nobody, you know, Frank didn't tell me to call you, but I'm calling you because, you know, give credit where credit is due. And I'm telling you, if you're listening, Dr. Duke, you need to get on the phone, you need to get on your show, and you need to acknowledge Frank from North Carolina because he had a major breakthrough. Do you know how much it would have cost for you if you had a public relations person try to get you on the Alex Jones show?
Believe me, we've talked about that on Dr. Duke's show, and Frank, we Dr. Duke's show is not a call-in show, but one day when we did have a call-in, he called in, and we did thank him publicly because, yeah, it was Frank. Frank set that up, without a doubt. And
yeah,
that was
you know
massive.
What? You know what? Duke should have Frank on his show. Duke should be, you know, because he's been on a Carrington show, okay? Carrington Hitchcock, right, guy?
Right.
Because here's why. All the great breakthroughs that Frank has had. Now, mind you, now get this. He's been operating off of a cell phone for years. Now, he was on the internet until like 2006 or 7. But the great breakthroughs he's had and the information, the intel he's gathered is through his little bitty Verizon cell phone. Get that. Now, get that. He's able to make those kinds of breakthroughs with a cell phone. The guy is incredible, okay? And so Duke, if he really wants to have a breakthrough with breaking through, he could strategize with somebody like Frank, and there are others like Frank. But Frank happens to be pretty pronounced because he got Duke onto Alex Jones' show, And he's gotten onto Alex Jones' show several other times and really challenged Alex Jones and mm-hmm. basically showed him to what he, you know, showed the audience to what he really is. Mm-hmm. And when Frank calls in to Alex's show, he's not calling in to really talk to Alex. He's so intelligent that he knows that the listeners are listening to this interaction, and he's reaching out to the listeners of Alex Jones, you see, because that's an incredible crowd, right? That's an incredible mm-hmm. crowd. And if you can get through to that crowd to alter their perspective, you know, to a real perspective of what's really happening to them, including what's happening to them in the mesmerization of this guy named Alex Jones, which is a total shill. He's 100% shill, okay? And he's a sensationalist. He's a mesmerizer. Okay, this is what he's done. He's warped people's minds, and he's there to basically take down the good Americans, good thinking, good conscious people. He's there to take us down and make us look like idiots. See, and I never did buy it. I didn't buy it. I don't buy Rush Limbaugh. I thought first time I listened to Rush Limbaugh, I thought he was a sensationalist too. And guess what? He mm-hmm. is. Because he won't go 100%. See, neither mm-hmm. will Alex Jones. Alex Jones will give you 90% truth, but that 10% he reserves to warp people's minds. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing. So back to this, I would encourage Dr. Duke's listening to please listen to my appeal to you to work with others who are incredible strategists. And with some brainstorming, you might come upon something between the two or three or five of you that interact, or 10 or more, that you come up with some pathways that you never thought of to reach people. And Frank from North Carolina happens to be incredible at that. Incredible. I don't know how he's done it. He's incredible. He just and when he's on, he's sharp as a sword. He's a samurai swordsman when it comes to. Mm. When it comes to communication with, you know, through these different alternative programs. So anyway,
yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Frank. I really am, and that's because the thing is, in order to get through to an Alex Jones for 15 seconds or 20 seconds, in order to say your thing, how many times does he have to press redial, or you know, how many minutes or hours does he have to wait online? I mean, it's and he probably has to do this over and over and over again. It's a lot of work. And those are good results. He's gotten good results. And arranging that debate was massive.
Yeah, massive. I mean, in terms of dollars and cents, if you, like I said, public relations, check it out. If you tried to pay for that, how much would it cost? It would cost several hundred thousand dollars at the rate that Alex Jones is at. I mean, at the level that he's at.
Especially at what he was at, because that was before he was being purged. So he had a very large listenership. No, we're fully aware of this. I'm fully aware of it. And today, at the start of this show, maybe it wasn't at this show. Maybe it was more on Stormfront. But, you know, we had the caller who was saying, well, what can we do? What can we do? And I said a few things, and I didn't talk about calling in, but on other occasions, you know, what can we do? What can we do? And that's one of the things that, you know, not everybody can do it, but some right. people can. And, you know, Frank's a good example. We've got Jeremy from Kentucky has gotten through to Rush Limbaugh on occasions and said some important things. And, you know, there are people who do that, and that's important. It's definitely important.
Yeah, exactly, because, to point out the BS. I mean, you know, so as an example of that, by the way, I want to mention this, that I'm originally from Missouri, and Missouri is just working on passing a law about the Second Amendment, which would nullify all federal gun laws within the state of Missouri, past, present, and future. This is big. This is 10th Amendment rights as well, because it's a state sovereignty issue, one of the several states versus the federal government. The federal government trying to come in with their federal agents and compromise local authority, local law, local sheriffs, which is wrong. So, and as an example of how I know for sure that Alex Jones is a shill, is because back in the first go-round, this occurred in Missouri back in 2013, and this was big then, and it's big now because no other state really pronounced it as well as Missouri did. But it didn't go through the first go-round because they had a Democratic governor, and we did not override his veto. But this year we have a Republican governor, and I believe it's going to go through along with several other related laws. But anyway, I called into Alex Jones' show back in 2013 to bring this to his attention precisely because he reaches such a great audience, and hoping that he would follow through with it. He was not aware that that was happening in Missouri, and this is a key critical point because even back then, and even more so now because of this, you know, the gun confiscation coming down. So I clarified it. I gave him the details of what was going on and what it could mean for the rest of the nation if other states started, citizens start standing up and doing the same thing where they're at. So I listened every day for the next 3 weeks. Was there one mention of what I brought to his attention? Not one. Not one time. Not him nor none of his crew brought it up again. And then I knew for real that when you bring real good intel to somebody like that, if they're for real, they'll take hold of it and they'll work with it. Otherwise, but he didn't mention a thing. So that just shows that he's a shill. He's a shill. Mm-hmm. I already knew he was before, but I was going to see. I was just going to test him to see if he would follow through with that and see and actually research it and get behind it, because he could. You know, I mean, at that point he had several hundred thousand listeners on any one day. I don't know. You know, so I'd say that part of the problem, as I see it in the movement, because I haven't been involved with this nitty gritty to the degree relative nitty gritty, but the thing is, ego. What I see is that ego gets in the way because supposed to be the hero or whatever, and it's like, and look, that goes counter to for us working cooperatively and synchronistically with each other to affect change, to mm-hmm. open minds, to get them back to reality and stop being mesmerized by these bullshit artists, because that's what they are. Mm-hmm. Rush Limbaugh is a bullshit artist.
This is an English only show. We don't speak Yiddish, so BS is adequate.
Okay, shite. I'll just say shite. How about Irish? Shite.
Okay.
They're throwing shite around as if it's truth, and it poisons the waters, so it poisons the community well. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. I would encourage you to talk to Dr. Duke and say, hey, you know, maybe there is something here. These other guys do have something going on, and they're real keen and they want to be involved. But I don't see Dr. Duke, receiving Frank from North Carolina into his circle to really strategize. I mean, the guy's keen. You know, he's like.
Uh-huh.
I call him the warrior, man. He's a warrior.
Yeah,
he's a
good guy.
Well,
Dr. Duke worked with lots of people on lots of levels, mostly behind the scenes. So, and he certainly knows Frank from North Carolina. He knows that's who set him up with the Alex Jones show. Okay,
right, I would encourage him to engage him even more
okay.
so.
I will pass that on.
Thank you very much.
All right. So now our lines are open if you want to call, but there was. What Mark mentioned at the beginning of his call, I think, is worthy of a little bit of attention, that blacks don't have to follow the law. Is that even good for blacks, really? He mentioned the incident in Philadelphia a year ago or so, where these blacks were there for a business meeting, but they didn't want to buy any products. And the police eventually were called, and they had to leave. And that they sued. Well, okay, and then you can bring up the Jussie Smollett. He fakes a hate crime, gets charged with 16 felonies or 16 counts. Some of them were felonies. I don't know if every single one was. And then all the charges are dropped for no good reason. Goes beyond that. This Kimberly Fox, the prosecutor, who she is the Cook. What is she? The Cook County State's Attorney. Cook County is where Chicago is located. It's not just that she's dropped all charges against him. She has a policy of not prosecuting minor offenses. Minor offenses, like she won't prosecute traffic offenses or parking offenses or I guess a lot of shoplifting. So basically, she's legalizing these things for blacks, because who commits who's it's not only blacks who do shoplifting, but if you're in Chicago, it's mostly going to be blacks. I guess Chicago also has a Hispanic population that isn't in as deeply involved in this type of random crime. But, you know, and it's not unique to Chicago. You see it in Philadelphia. You see it in San Francisco, New York. New York, I mean, basically, blacks don't have to pay subway fare. If they want to jump over a turnstile or something, nobody is going to chase them down and prosecute them. Most don't. I mean, let's be real. Most blacks go into the stores and they pay for their food. But, you know, young men who are athletic and can jump, young men who are faster than police and can run away. The narrative now is that if you can run away fast, then you don't have to follow the law. You're above. Okay, we'll be right back after the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future. Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So we only have a few minutes left, and I don't seem to have a caller in the wings, so let me finish by going back to Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang, who is, you know, I think what's happened is, you know, the coup d'etat against President Trump has resulted in the appearance and the actuality that President Trump seems to be in bed with the neocons. And so if you're going out with somebody and then you find them in bed with somebody else, or, you know, flirting with them, what's the natural thing to do? Well, just go find somebody else to flirt with yourself and in front of them. And so I think Andrew Yang is that boy or girl or whatever that we are, that when I say we, that some people are flirting with in order to show Trump that two can play at that game, or make him jealous or whatever. At any rate, his signature policy of $1,000 a month to everybody, frankly, I think that's kind of gimmicky, but I guess it's fun to meme about. It's fun to talk about, and you'll hear the cool kids, and they're not even saying the word 1,000 anymore. They're, instead of saying 5,000, they'll say 5 yang. They're, you know, using yang to mean 1,000 of anything. But he has a lot of policies written on his yang2000.com website, and I've looked at one, and so I pulled up this one: pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. And of course, a whole pathway to citizenship, this is an amnesty. Although a certain amount, if not the devil is in the details, maybe some like naughty demon is in the details. So I look at it, and, you know, it's just to be honest, okay, 11 million plus undocumented immigrants are currently living in the United States. It's a problem. While the vast majority aren't a security risk, having that volume of individuals in this country who aren't known to the U.S. government is itself a security risk. Okay, it would be prohibitively expensive and disruptive to deport all of these individuals. Well, others might differ and say it would be money well spent. These individuals tried to circumvent the legal immigration system into the United States, and any pathway to citizenship for them must reflect this fact. Okay, well, I mean, if they circumvented the immigration system illegally, well, most countries would say it would prevent them from a path to citizenship, but whatever. He's acknowledging this fact. His goal, okay, bring the 11 million undocumented immigrants out of the shadows and into the formal economy. Okay, that's arguable too. Why not remove them from the economy and have their jobs be done by our own people? I mean, these are all things, and there's a limit to what somebody's you can expect a Democrat to say. But I'm just bringing this out here. Find a solution that reflects the facts they entered the country illegally. As president, I will secure the southern border and drastically decrease the number of illegal entries into the U.S. It goes on and on. It's worth reading about this guy, because he is going to be, if nothing else, somebody that a lot of people are going to flirt with in order to make Trump jealous. And if Trump is jealous, maybe we get him back, maybe we don't. Who knows? But he's a voice, and he's the only voice willing to talk about white people. Well, that's it for today's show, but I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.